Thank you very much, and welcome to this second panel of this very interesting Philadelphia Society meeting. This panel is on the power of the modern state and whether this power can be used for good. My name is Brad Watson. I am at the Van Andel Graduate School of Government at Hillsdale College in Washington, D.C. The conservative intellectual movement in America has long been defined by skepticism of government power. I think it's fair to say that that skepticism has been shared by many or most of the distinguished members of this society since its inception almost six decades ago. Whether one's leanings be traditionalist, religious, neoconservative, natural rights, libertarian, or some mixture of these things, people who move in broadly conservative circles, our circle and others, have been especially suspicious of the domestic exercise of state power, particularly at the national level. Such power has overwhelmingly been seen as interfering with the human good in important ways. Limited government has been our mantra. Nowadays, I think it's fair to say, many younger people, but not only younger people, are coalescing around ideas associated with what I will call a new right, one that is relatively more sanguine about seizing the reins of power and then exercising it, with, I think, both secular and theological purposes in mind. Their desire to do so might stem from a sense of optimism about their ability to get the right people in charge, or perhaps more a sense of grim necessity, in the sense that our degraded and corrupted culture and politics must undergo a radical realignment. The sense that our institutions have been so captured by the left that we must, in the popular phrase, take back our country. But what is our country? What are the necessities we face in this regard? What is meant by the human good? What is meant by state power? What are the ends that can be served by the state as opposed to subsidiary levels of civil society? What might be the principled limits on state power, and especially if there are no principled limits, what might be the pitfalls of this approach? In short, is it possible to seize and use for good purposes institutions largely built by the left? We have two excellent speakers who are willing to dive into some of these questions and much more, I think. They'll talk for about 20 minutes, followed by an opportunity to respond to each other, and then Q&A. If you go to slido.com and enter the code, which I think many of you are now familiar with, it is Foxtrot Tutu Tango Papa Sierra, if I remember my NATO phonetic alphabet. Can I do it again? Yes, Foxtrot Tutu Tango Papa Sierra. See, I did it that way so I thought I wasn't going to have to repeat myself, but then I did anyway, so okay. Our first speaker, Arthur Millick, is executive director of the Claremont Institute's Center for the American Way of Life. His work focuses on the tradition of American political thought, especially freedom of speech. Previously, he was associate director of the Center for American Studies at the Heritage Foundation. And prior to joining Heritage, he worked at the House Committee on Armed Services and at the Hudson Institute. His writings have appeared in the Claremont Review of Books, National Affairs, City Journal, Real Clear Politics, Law and Liberty, and American Greatness. He is currently, still a PhD candidate at the Catholic University of America. He was a Claremont Institute Lincoln Fellow in 2016. Our second speaker, James Patterson, is Associate Professor of Politics and Chair of the Department at Ave Maria University. He's also a Research Fellow at the Center for Religion, Democracy, and Culture, and President of the Ciceronian Society, which is an ecumenical fellowship of Christian scholars dedicated to the study of tradition, place, and things divine. His academic interests include research on race, religion, and American politics using various historical institutional methods. An author of numerous academic and popular articles, he recently published his first book, Religion in the Public Square, Sheen, King, and Falwell. His writings have also appeared in many journals. He's previously held research positions at the Duke University Program for American Values and Institutions and the James Madison Program in American Ideals and Institutions at Princeton University. His MA and PhD in American Politics are from the University of Virginia. Please join me in welcoming these panelists.